USA Radio News.
Hundreds of firefighters in Northern California are spending their Thanksgiving battling the deadly Camp Fire. At least 83 people have died in the fire, and nearly 600 people are still unaccounted for. Cal Fire's Deputy Director Mike Moeller says another big priority is
to get those people that are still evacuated or whose homes have been destroyed into the proper shelter. I can tell you for the recovery process, yes, the rain does hamper it. It makes it much more difficult to go through and grid those areas and search, but we've brought additional personnel in to expedite that process.
President Trump hinted at a possible trip to Afghanistan while wishing U.S. troops a happy Thanksgiving during a teleconference. Many are thawing out in New York City after going to one of the coldest Macy's Thanksgiving Day parades in recent memory, and Walmart, Target, and Sears are getting an early jump on Black Friday. They're all open now. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
A news host is reportedly in line for a big payoff to leave a major network. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Reports are Megyn Kelly, who celebrated her 48th birthday just last Sunday, is working to finalize a $30 million exit from NBC after being dumped from her 9 a.m. time slot on Today last month after questioning why it was racist to wear blackface for Halloween. She'd gotten off to a rocky start at NBC when she launched a poorly received news magazine, Sunday with Megyn Kelly, early in her tenure, but then shifted focus to that 9 a.m. hour beginning in September of 2017. But her first few weeks on the air there were choppy, as she had uncomfortable on-air exchanges with a number of guests, including famously Jane Fonda.
You're not proud to admit you've had work done. Why not?
We really want to talk about that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Saudi Arabia's foreign minister says the crown prince was not involved in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. President Trump says maybe the crown prince was involved, maybe he wasn't. The president explains our relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia has been a long-time strategic partner. They're investing hundreds of billions of dollars in our country. I mean, hundreds of billions. They're keeping the oil prices low. I see that yesterday one of the papers I was blamed for causing traffic jams because I have the oil prices so low. Well, I have the oil prices low because I'm jawboning them and others all the time to keep them low. Nobody ever did that. No president ever did that. And gasoline is now at a very low number. But I actually got even beat up for that where they said the president has the gasoline so low that he's causing traffic jams. Can you believe this one? I said, that's one nobody ever thought of. So, anyway, no, but I'll always listen. We want low oil prices, and Saudi Arabia's really done a good job in that respect. They pumped out a lot more oil than was going to be pumped out when I called them about 4 weeks ago. And if you look at oil 4 weeks ago, it was at 82, 83, and it was going up to 100 a barrel. That would have doubled your prices and even tripled your prices at the car for gasoline. And instead, you have very low gas prices all over the country. That's because of what I did, and Saudi Arabia helped us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.